This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A number, a letter, and a couple of news items with which to set up this next story. 5 is the number, G is the letter. You put them together, and you get 5G wireless, the new thing in internet that is supposed to change the way the world works. This week, the Federal Communications Commission announced a $9 billion subsidy program to bring 5G to rural parts of the country. That's item number one. Item number two is that T-Mobile is set to roll out its 5G service nationwide any day now, which is great, if you believe. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
T-Mobile has been busy hyping the 5G network that it launched on Monday.
It's 5G ultra wideband.
With massive capacity.
And ultra fast speeds.
Sounds incredible. Problem is, a T-Mobile spokesperson told reporters those ultra fast speeds are only going to be on average 20% faster than what customers have now.
5G is 80% marketing and 20% technology.
Gigi Sohn is a senior fellow in technology law and policy at Georgetown University.
The hype around this technology is enormous. And also the hype around needing to win a so-called race around 5G.
Telecom companies and politicians are pushing the claim that we have to beat China to 5G. But Philip Barenbroek, policy director of the telecom advocacy group Public Knowledge in D.C., says a lot of the country isn't wired with the fiber optic cable that networks need for 5G.
If you live in an area that doesn't have access to 4G LTE right now, you're not getting 5G anytime soon.
And wireless providers have been exaggerating how much the country has 4G service right now. All 5 members of the Federal Communications Commission were on Capitol Hill today to talk about a recent investigation that found Verizon, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular lied about 4G coverage in official filings. Christopher Mitchell, head of community broadband at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, says companies tell regulators one thing and Wall Street another.
And many of us say you should listen to what they tell Wall Street because they're not allowed to lie to Wall Street. They are allowed to lie to the regulators.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said yesterday there will be no punishment for those telecom companies. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.